Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Blessed Are the Peacemakers, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. When you look at your newspaper and your television, you don't see much about peace. Every day the news is filled with violence across the world. The Savior said, "And blessed are all the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 9. When I read that as a boy, I wondered about the promise. It didn't sound like anything very glorious, but I see now that the promise is both glorious and sure. Those who will have eternal life are the children of God. I testify that God knows you, He cares about those around you, and He loves you. You are His disciple, and that makes you a light to people. When you act with faith to offer the gospel and peace to those around you, they will feel the light of the Savior. You will have pointed the way. I testify to you that God lives. Jesus is the Christ. I feel His love for you. I know the Savior spoke the truth when He said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." From an address given at Brigham Young University on February 6, 1994. How we got the Beatitudes. Blessed are the peacemakers is one of the teachings of Jesus called the Beatitudes. See Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The Beatitudes are ways to live a happy life. Each one tells a certain blessing we receive when we follow a certain teaching. This is how we got the Beatitudes. 1. One day a crowd of people was following Jesus. They had heard He could heal people and do other miracles. They wanted to hear Him teach. 2. Jesus was near a hill or a mount. He walked a little way up the hillside and gave a talk or sermon. 3. In His sermon, Jesus taught the people how they should live so God could bless them. The word beatitude means to be happy or to be blessed. 4. The talk Jesus gave that day is called the Sermon on the Mount. After He was resurrected, Jesus gave a similar sermon to the people in the Americas when He visited them. See 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 3 through 11. End of article. Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Blessed Are the Peacemakers, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency.